In the sixth reading of Parshas Kisavo, the Torah's direction turns very intense. And we start off with some really nice stuff. Hashem giving us all these blessings, these amazing things that are going to happen. And then it doesn't stay on such a positive note. And it gets downright scary. And we have the Deuteronomic version of the Techocha, of the curses. We're going to focus on the positive stuff today. So in verse 7, Hashem says to the Jewish people that all of your enemies were given over. They'll flee before you. Verse 8, Yitzav Hashem Yitcha Es HaBracha. Hashem will command with you the blessing. Ba'asamecha. Asamecha says of Sajigor, and this refers to your silos of grain. Could literally be translated as your residuals, your containers, whatever you have, things you fill up. Uvechol mishlach yadech, whatever you send your hand forth. Uvirachecha ba'oretz, Hashem will bless you in the holy land. Asher Hashem lekecha neisalach, which the Lord God gives to you.
Your bounty.
Yes, your bounty. Rabbi Yosef B'Charsher, the Rivosh, says that the reason it says asomecha, if it means containers or oitzreis, is because the word asomecha is also a permutation of the Hebrew word samui. Samui means hidden away. And hidden away means it says bracha, the blessing, is mitsuya, is found, when it's samui min ha'ayim, when it's not visual, not seen. The idea of not counting. Things that are under the radar, so to speak. The Kli Yakar's approach to all of these verses is that we speak here about the schar, the reward for Olam Haba. This is not about terrestrial reward. This is not about the physical material world. This is about the futuristic reality. And the futuristic reality is called Samui. It's hidden away. Like it says, Marav Tuvcha Tzofanta. What's the great goodness that you have hidden? You have stored away. Okay, so you have this business that there's a blessing that's coming, and we don't even know sometimes when it's a blessing. We don't even understand the blessing. So the Kli Yakar, continuing his thesis, that this really refers to Olam Haba, he says the first thing, Asamecha, that's the world to come. That's the spiritual reality. Uvechol, and in, he says, adding to the Asamecha, Mishlach Yadecha, that refers to the good things in the terrestrial world. Things which are Mishulach, things which are sent away. Things which are here today and gone tomorrow. Which I want earthly reward.
It's everything. Earthly.
Yeah, but everything earthly rots and decays. Right. So therefore it says that's why it's called Mushlach. That's called Mushlach. Uveracha ba'oretz, Hashem will bless you in the land, says the Kli Yakar. This refers not to your terrestrial existence on earth, because you already said that. Uvechol mishlach yadecha. So what's uverachecha? According to the Kli Yakar, Yitzav Hashem itcha es habracha refers to Gan Eden. That refers to the reality that comes to us later. Uvechol mishlach yadecha refers to the material terrestrial reality. So what's uverachecha ba'aretz? Kli Yakar says an amazing thing. He says this refers to the time that you repose in the dust. And he says, it says specifically, Beracha Ba'aretz, because the one who is buried in Eretz Yisrael is blessed in that he will not require Gilgul Mechilis. He will not require the painful journey through the holes or tunnels in the ground that all the bodily reality that's buried outside of Eretz Yisrael will have to traverse in order to get to the Holy Land, because the idea of Tchias HaMeisim, the resurrection, will only take place in the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael. So it says, and the Meisei Eretz Yisrael, Kamim L'chia T'chila, they are going to be the first one to rise. Incidentally, this notion of getting buried in Israel, when you live outside of Israel, is entirely not so simple. No. Okay. Why? Because that's what Israel is, a place to get buried.
A place to live.
Exactly, a place to live. So there's many, many Rishonim, and it's a Zohar. It speaks very sharply about people who live outside of Eretz Yisrael, but show up just to get buried. And there's a tshuva of the Rambam where somebody who did this for his parents, and he was being very heavily criticized in his community. And he wrote to the Rambam. And the Rambam wrote him back. Since you described your parents in such righteous terms, they were such fine people, so since they lived such righteous lives, they were like cerebrally and emotionally in Eretz Yisrael already, so it wasn't a bad thing you did.
Sugazon.
The Rambam doesn't say, it's like, it's like, no issue. It's no issue. And the Zohar, the Rambam didn't see the Zohar. The Zohar says very sharp words. Very sharp. It's not so simple. Akopanim, that's the Peter Shakli Yaakov, who, by the way, was never in Eretz Yisrael. Verse 9, Yikimcha Hashem le'la'am la'am kadesh. Hashem will establish you. Comes the word kuma, to rise up. He will make you upright as a holy nation. Kasha nishbaloch, as he has promised you. Says the Kli Yaakov, what do we refer to here? The kuma, or the kima, he says, of la'asid lavi. Refers to Tchias HaMesim. This refers to getting up when Mashiach will come and the dead will be resurrected. And he will do this, Kasha nishbaloch, as he promised you. Why? Ki sishmer es mitzvahs Hashem melekecha. Because you will keep the commandments, the mitzvot, of the Lord your God, v'halachta bidrachov. Here is the big emphasis. You keep the mitzvahs, ki sishmeres mitzvahs Hashem alikecha. You're keeping the mitzvahs, and v'halachta bidrachov. What's the difference between keeping the mitzvahs and going in Hashem's ways? Are they not one and the same? Would you not think that a person who goes in Hashem's ways is keeping the mitzvahs, that a person who's keeping the mitzvahs is going in Hashem's way?
Sure, but it's going beyond.
So, first of all, what does it mean, ki sishmer? The Ibn Ezra says that sishmer refers to an emotive state. He says that's belev. People say they want to be a Jew at heart. That's good. It's good. You should be a Jew at heart, just not only at heart. Otherwise you get cardiac disease. You put all your emphasis only on the heart. There's too much pressure for the heart. But it's good to be a Jew in the heart. The Ur HaChayim HaKadosh says, Hisishmar refers to mitzvahs lois hasei. And then naturally, v'halachta bidrachav, that would refer then to mitzvahs hasei. And the Ur HaChayim explains, he says, why does it written, Hisishmar es mitzvahs Hashem alikecha, after yikimcha l'am kadosh? So make you a holy nation. And then he says, once he makes you a holy nation, then we talk about kisishmer, because you have kept. Says the Ur HaChayim, when you avoid the things the Torah tells you to avoid, you're shomer the mitzvahs lois hasei. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps negativity away from you. You make the choice, you do your best to stay away from that which is ungodly, that which is unholy, that which is unfulfilling on a spiritual level. Hashem keeps it away from you. So he pushes it away, and that's the Yikimcha Hashem La'am Kodesh. This is kind of like a deal we're in with God. Yikimcha Hashem La'am Kodesh. God will establish you as a holy nation. When? Ki, because. Or when? Sishmer, it's mitzvah Hashem Alekecha. You're going to keep his mitzvahs. But the Torah also says, and v'halachta bedrachav. And you walk in his ways. What does this refer to? So Rashi doesn't say a word. Rashi doesn't say anything. In the Sefer HaChinuch, it says that this is the meaning of one trying to emulate God and be godlike. In the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah 6:11 says, Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Charachon, just as God is called merciful, he's called Chanun, he's called gracious, he's called Tzaddik, he's called righteous, he's called Kadosh, he's called holy. Af Ata Ye Kadosh, you also are supposed to be holy. That's how you should be. Excuse me, godlike. What does it mean you should be godlike? Sounds a little far-fetched. So he says it means that we should accustom ourselves. We should make good things habitual. We should have praiseworthy and honorific kinds of midot. And when you have midot, which are by definition filled with dignity, because they are emulations of how Hashem behaves. So that's how a yid is v'halachta bedrachav. And therefore the Sefer HaChinuch says, this is all about how we treat others. It's all about how we treat others. If you treat others with dignity and treat others with respect and treat others with a sense of compassion, sensitivity, you do for others, that means to be godlike. And what will happen if you do all of that? And we'll come back to this godlike business in a moment. All of the nations of the world will see Kishem Hashem Nikra Olecha, that the name of God is called upon you. And when they see that, V'yarumi Mecca, and they will fear you. What does it mean, V'ra'u? What does it mean they will see? How will they see, and what will they see because you behaved good? I mean, obviously they'll see. Anybody who has eyes will see. What's like the Chiddush? They're telling you, you'll do all these things, you'll live a good life, and you should know V'ra'u Chalam Yaretz. So the Chizkuni says, we'll see in a minute with film, the Chizkuni says that V'ra'u is Lashon Havana. Means they'll get it. They'll understand. They'll understand something about you. It won't just be something they physically see. Look at this. Look at this. You understand it. You look at it and you understand. So that's what this means. And they'll be fearful. The Targum Onkelos, as well as Targum Yerushalayim, says Yiru means Kipshute. The Targum Onkelos says V'yidichalun minoch. They'll be afraid of you. Plain and simple. The Targum Yonison interprets the words that Shem Hashem Nikra Olecha. He says, in what way will God's name be called upon you? The Targum Yonison Ben Azil says that this is the Shem Hashem that Chakuk Bizman Shatfilm Olecha. When you're wearing a tefillin, the name of Hashem is engraved upon you. They will see that. The truth is, the Gemara Megillah tells us this. Right? Elu tefillin shebereish. But he doesn't say, Targum Yonison doesn't say that it is tefillin. He says that in Pshuta Shom Mikra, that's a drush that they'll see Elu Tefillin Shebereish. Targum Yonison is explaining the pasuk. He says, "What does it mean Kishem Hashem Nikra?" He says that means Shem Hashem is Chakuk Olecha. The name of Hashem is engraved in you. Why? Because when you're wearing tefillin, the name of Hashem is engraved in you. The Ur Chaim says that Kishem Hashem Nikra Olecha means when a person avoids doing all the things that one shouldn't do. So what is it? What happens? You nurture your natural godly image. There's a tzelem elikim. There's a form, an image of God. And that form or image of God is innate and natural. So what happens? We kill it. We darken it. We assault it by imbibing in toxic realities. And every time a person does a sin, it assaults and darkens his tzelem elikim. And what happens eventually to the tzelem elikim? It's entirely obscured. Says the Erech Chaim, that if, continuing his interpretation, that the idea of kisishmer means that you'll keep the mitzvahs leisasei, and the Erech Chaim said that's the meaning of yakimcha Hashem la'am kodesh, he says, v'roch la'am yaretz, you behave like that, the nations will see that. They'll see you're godlike. How do they see you're godlike? Because you actually are. Why doesn't everybody else see it? Or why doesn't it look like that to everybody else? Everybody else destroys it. A baby has it naturally. It doesn't last very long. So you have to nurture it. You have to cultivate it. So as long as you make sure, ein tzelem elikim over me'alponov, u'mizeh yifachdu. This is how the Alter Rebbe explains Daniel begoyva haroyos. He says, exactly, Daniel was such a tzaddik that tzelem elikim resonated. So the animals saw the tzelem elikim. But Alter Rebbe and Tanya quotes that what happens when a person behaves like a behemoth, he behaves like an animal, a selfish and pleasure-seeking creature. So what does the animal see? Another animal. And therefore, he's not afraid. The animals are naturally afraid of people. You see an amazing thing, that the rats never come to chew on a person's toes, even when he's sleeping. But the moment a person dies, the vermin are there. It's an unbelievable thing. A corpse has no protection whatsoever. A human being, there's something about human energy. The animals know it. And wild animals will respect if they saw a tzelem elikim, they respect it. There are many stories of great tzaddikim who had a way with animals. Wild, ferocious animals. So the tzaddik, and they like back down. Why? This is the tzelem elikim. And sometimes the nations around us behave like animals. But when you are a yid who keeps the mitzvahs la'isasei, says the Erech Chaim, then they'll see Kishem Hashem Nikra Olecha.
Why just those mitzvahs?
Why just it's all, why the negative mitzvahs?
Yeah.
Because the holiness here is not the acquired holiness. It's the innate and natural holiness. But we lose that, chas v'shalom. Why do we lose it? Because we do what we shouldn't do. If only we could retain the childlike innocence. And the childlike innocence is reflective of a spiritual madrega. We lose it. There's a famous story with the Alter Rebbe that the Alter Rebbe was once hauled out of his prison, his jail cell, unceremoniously, and brought before the tribunal who was interviewing him or interrogating him. And at that particular time, the Alter Rebbe was in the middle of davening, but they just came in and hauled him out. So he walked there, and this moment he walked into the room of the tribunal, a terrible fright seized the entire assembly. So they said, "What's this? You're a magician? You do black magic? How did we get so scared?" So the Alter Rebbe said, "It's a Gemara." He says, "V'roch alami aretz, those nations will see, kishem Hashem nikra alecha," and he says, "V'yaro mimeka." So they said, "Yeah, we've seen Jews with tefillin before. It didn't strike fear in our hearts. how come with you?" So the Alter Rebbe said, "It doesn't say elu tefillin al harosh. It doesn't say these are the tefillin on the head. It says elu tefillin sheberosh, in the head. In the head," he says. He says, "If the tefillin are in the head, then if it's in the head, v'roch hami aretz." Because this fits very nicely, very snugly with the words of the Targum Yonison, and it's chakuk. The Shem Hashem is chakuk. When the tefillin
can't be just a prop.
Right, it's not a prop. Right. If you're wearing the tefillin superficially, it doesn't accomplish it. All right, so let's take a look now in the Birum book. And we're going to go to page Sadek Aleph, Simon Chafei. The Rebbe here quotes the Sefer HaMitzvos LaRambam. I shared with you before the words of the Sefer HaChinuch, which oftentimes parallels the Rambam very closely. So here, the Rambam in the book of Mitzvahs, Mitzvah 8, says like this. Tzivanu lehidames bo yisala kifyah yecheles. We were commanded, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, that we should try to emulate God as much as possible. V'hu amrei, God says in his Torah, v'halachta bidrachov, walk in his ways, says the Rambam, that's actually a positive mitzvah. Obo b'feirosh, the oral tradition comes to us and tells, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Chanon, as God is called gracious, Af Ata HaYechanon, you should be gracious. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Rachum, just as God is called compassionate and merciful, Af Ata HaYechanon, you too should be merciful. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Chosid, just as God is called pious, Af Ata HaYechosid. Those are the words of the Rambam in Mitzvah Asay number 8, at least as they are rendered by the translators who took the Rambam's original Sefer HaMitzvos in Arabic and had it translated and rendered into Hebrew. What makes us say that this is actually a mitzvah, not just a general exhortation of the Torah, be godlike? What makes us say this is actually a mitzvah? And this is a subject of huge discussion and contention. And many disagree with the Rambam. And they vehemently argued. The Rambam had a son whose name was Rabbi Avraham. He was no Rambam, but he was still Rambam's son. And he wrote a number of tshuvas, a number of responsa, defending his father's take on Torah subjects. And in the Sefer HaMitzvos, there are many tshuvas from Rabbi Avraham in response to what people asked about how his father reached certain conclusions. So Rabbi Avraham, the son of the Rambam, says the following. Acharei sha'amar, after the Torah says, Kisishmer es mitzvahs Hashem alikecha, because you will keep or watch the mitzvahs, the instructions of Hashem, your God. Asher hu koilel kol ha-mitzvahs. That would include all the mitzvahs. It says, Kisishmer es mitzvahs Hashem alikecha. Ostensibly, that's all the mitzvahs. So then what's being added? Says the Rambam's son, we see the pasuk after referencing all of the mitzvahs, Hoysif alav, it added, V'omar, and it says, V'halachta bidrachav, you should walk in his ways. In other words, says Avraham, Shebenigeya elzeh, in accordance or with regard to this, Hoyev shalahalis aladas, She'enei muchrach kehechach ha-mitzvahs. A person might say, maybe this is an elective. Maybe this is a nice thing to do. You should try to be godlike. Here's what's mandatory. Here's what you must do. Mitzvahs are not electives. Like the Mishnah says that it's not your job to finish Lo Yolecha HaMelacha Ligmar, says the Mishnah in the end of Perek Beis of Maseches Avos. It's not your job to finish what Tarfon said. But at the same time, Lo Ata Ben Chayrin Lehibata Memena. You are not free to say, I'll pass over. Thanks, but no thanks. That's not an option. This is not a democracy. God didn't say, if you'd like, it would be sweet. It'll be good for you. God said, do such and such.
That's a mitzvah.
That's the meaning of a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a commandment, not a good, nice, cute deed. It's a commandment. Hashem gave us an instruction. You may be a rebellious Jew. Understood. We're all rebellious Jews, unfortunately, to some degree. And that's why we have Chedesh El to the Tshuva. Because we have rebelliousness in us. It's part of our DNA, unfortunately. But that's not the way we should be. How should we be? We should be observant. We should be respectful. We should be Jews
God-like.
Who listen.
Godlike.
We should be godlike. But that already says. So what does it mean to be godlike then? It says kisishma. What does it mean to be godlike?
Like
says the Rambam. The Rambam Zon said the Torah is adding. Because mitzvahs are a code of conduct. They're things you should do. Comes the longer Torah and says, V'halachta bidrachov, Eilu dvarim atluim b'midois. These are emotional characteristics, behavioral characteristics that you should develop. It's not just about what you should do, it's also who you should be. Who should you be? Not just what you do. A person could be whatever, and he does. He follows the order. He says, check, 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 I did all these things. The Torah is saying it's not just enough to be doing things, you have to be a certain way. And that's talking to our emotive side, our behavioral side, our midas. The klalei shel davaru, the generality is, shemehisafase, from the Torah's adding, v'halachta bidrachav. What is the Torah adding to the words, kisishmer, that you should keep all the mitzvahs? So the Rambam said the Torah is adding that you should walk in Hashem's ways, and it's telling us how we should do mitzvahs. And it means, Hakavonehi ledover zulasi hamitzvahs hamufureshet betchila. It's indicative of another mitzvah here. It's not the mitzvahs we said till now, there's some other mitzvah. And the other mitzvah is to be godlike. So, according to the Rambam, as his son explained it, the Torah comes along and says, yes, you can be godlike. In fact, you actually must be like God. And that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be like God. It's a mitzvah to do a whole litany of things. These are things you should do. And in addition to all the things I told you up until now you should do, you should also be godlike. And that's why he said, my father came to the conclusion that it's a separate mitzvah. Ulechayda, Rebbe says, if you really think about the words of Rebbe Avram, they are drushim bir. They need some added explanation, some elucidation. Ketzad nitn lemer, how could you say, shedvarim atluim b'midos, that fine character traits, that fine emotive and elevated attitudes in life, heyechanon, heyerachon, be gracious, be kind, be a chassid, be pious. How could you say that's not included in the mitzvahs that we knew until now? The harei, the Rebbe asks, Mides elu hin chelik bilti nifred me mitzvah v'yahavtal re'acha kamecha. This is not a different mitzvah than loving your fellow. Kedivri harambam atzmei. Like the Rambam says himself that it is a mitzvah. Even though Rashi may not agree with that, that's another story. Rambam says it's a mitzvah. Le'evis harayim, the Rambam says. And the Rambam explains in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He says that the mitzvah is shetzivano, that we were commanded, bechemla. Chemla means that you should be a person who is sensitively compassionate. We should be harachmanus, we should be merciful. We should be people who have within them hatzedakah, the righteousness, and vachesed, and kindness. As the Torah says, v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. So here, it seems that the Rambam's son is trying to say that the mitzvah of being godlike is different than the other mitzvahs. It's an addition. Not only should you do all these mitzvahs, you should also be godlike. And that becomes a mitzvah unto itself. Rebbe says, really? That's the mitzvah of loving your fellow. We already talked about that. So how could you tell me that this is a new mitzvah, something that hasn't yet been discussed? So the Rebbe's explanation is as follows. The mitzvah of v'halachta bidrachov, the mitzvah of going in Hashem's ways or being godlike, what is the practical takeaway? What is the practical instruction when the Torah says you should be godlike? What are you doing differently today than you did yesterday and the day before when you had all the mitzvahs, and now Moshe Rabbeinu came along and he said, another mitzvah. What did you do differently? The answer is nothing. Nothing. You were doing that already. Elohi oisekes bikavana u'matarasa shel hisnagazu. This mitzvah addresses not the act. This mitzvah addresses the attitude. Hisnagusa shel adam. When a person behaves b'chesed, b'rachamim, with kindness and with compassion. So a person could behave kindly. He could behave kindly. Somebody came and he asked me for something, and I gave him what he asked for. Even though it cost me money and time and treasure, and I didn't want to do it. But the Torah says I have to, so I did. And somebody said, please, have rachmanas on me. So I had rachmanas. What does it mean, have rachmanas? I did the merciful thing. I behaved compassionately. But the Torah at this point comes along and tells you, not only should you do these things, but a person's behavior should be merciful. The behavior itself should be merciful. The behavior itself should be kind. It should be mitech kavano matara lehidamis lebeira. A person should be godlike. In other words, a person should not only do the things that the Torah says we should do, a person should do them in a compassionate way. That's different. That's not the same thing. It's one thing for a person to do these things. It's another further thing for a person to be these things. For heaven's sake, the string's on the left side.
Left. Your other left.
Just put the Torah inside, please.
Fine. Leave it.
Jordan, just put it inside, no? Okay, for the Torah's sake, for all our sake. Thank you.
Attitude.
So it's not just what we should do, it's how we should do it. And what is the kavana? The kavana is we should be godlike. Leirak mitech rigshus chem lativiyim. A person should say, I'll be naturally kind. That's a person that's naturally compassionate. That's a natural thing. It's human nature. God gave us a compassionate side. We have a merciful dimension. We have that. The point of the Torah is not to be merciful, as the Torah told us that it's in a natural way. The point of it is that you should be merciful because it should be godlike. And people say, be a mensch. This mitzvah is not be a mensch, it's be a god. Sounds crazy. That's the point of the mitzvah. Be a mensch means do what people do. Behave like a person. Be the finest person you could be. And the Torah says, no, don't be a person. Be godlike. Lidam is bedrach. So what does this have to do in a practical way? Lisnagos bederev zu, when we say the difference between being a mensch and being a god, don't behave like a mensch, behave like God. There's two things that actually translate themselves in a practical way. Rikshis enushim tivim, mitivam einam yiduim gvulis. Human nature doesn't know limitations. It's not human nature is like where I'm going to feel this way, where I'm not going to feel this way. When a person lets himself get carried away by human nature, he can end up who knows where. Because a person, for example, somebody has achmanus. You could have rachmanis, you could have compassion on somebody who doesn't deserve compassion. Why? I feel like having compassion. But it's not right. So, but I feel compassionate. The drug addict wants money. How could I say no to him? But you're destroying his life. I know, but I can't say no. I can't discipline. I don't have the guts to. So you're doing actually the wrong thing. But you're doing the wrong thing because your nature got carried away. People will do things which in the end are harmful. And say, why did you do it? I could not do it. A parent won't discipline the child. Why did you discipline? How could I not? How could I? So that's what happens if you rely just on human nature. You're not necessarily going to be doing the right thing. Sometimes the mensch side can get you carried away. So the Torah comes along and says, V'halachta bidrachav. Go in Hashem's ways. Al ha'adam lehidames p'midaisav. In his midas. A midah means, in its organic form, means a measure. It means a measure. That's what it means. So the measure should be the measure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebahen nishmar tamid hagvul haroi v'hanochen. When you do it that way, what happens is that you are actually following what's right, not what's expedient, or not what's natural. V'yeshbahem mizug. Then we can have a balance, strike a balance between chesed and rachamim, between hachmara v'kapdonos, v'midas hatzedek. You know when to be fair, when to be compassionate, when to be kind, when to be even harsh, when to be disciplinarian, when to say no, when to say yes. Why? Because there's a balance. So being godlike is not being nice and sweet. Being godlike is being right. Do the right thing. Do it with compassion. Do it with mercy. But not do it with mercy or compassion because I have a drive or a need to be merciful, compassionate, be a mensch. Rather, do it because Hashem said you should do it. And do it in a way, therefore, which is justified and right, rather than in a way which is a fulfillment of my own organic need to feel like I'm compassionate, like I'm nice, like I'm friendly, like I'm kind, etc. If you think about this, it's extremely profound.